He better get to 40 with as bad as he is defensively. I mean, he can score 30, but I have no use for him as a 30-goal scorer if he doesn't improve as a two-way hockey player, because he absolutely kills them. He killed Utah last year to the point where they took him out of their top six. It's like, surprise, where do you guys have scout? Do you actually scout a team before you stupidly trade Doan and Kesselring for some guy? But to their credit, they got out from under what might have been the worst trade in team history.
Paul Hamilton, guns blazing on J.J. Paterka. Traded from Utah to Boston on draft night. I brought that on myself. I invited that. I told Paul I think he's going to score 40 with it playing with Pasternak. Obviously, you know, that's the piece. And the right point is made there. Like, will they trust him enough to play top line minutes? I guess depends on the centerman, but I like that bet. I would bet like 35 would be my number. For a bet. I don't think 40. He's never scored 40. But I think 35 is in the window for J.J. Paterka. You heard Derek in the update mention how Scottie Scheffler missed the cut at the Scottish Open. First time in 4 years he's missed a cut. And the last time when I saw that, I mentioned it. And that is the Open next week? And it is. I thought that's how it worked, but I wasn't sure. I didn't have the dates right in front of me. But indeed, the Open Championship is going next weekend. So the fourth major of the year now with the PGA being in May instead of August. So that'll be something to keep track of next weekend. I'm going to pick up where I left off with Aaron Quinn on the Brandon Cooks idea, because as we've talked about it, a couple of times at least with Sal Capaccio, that maybe they would like the idea if they get worried about Palmer, if Coleman is showing troubling signs, maybe more off the field than on, whatever, maybe then they would pivot. And I wonder, though, with Cooks saying he wants to be in a camp, whether you will have the opportunity to wait until you feel like you need him, right? I wonder, I would think, I don't know what kind of contract Brandon Cooks would be commanding at this point, but I would think you could put something together that leaves you without too much pain if it doesn't work out. Like, if you are bringing him here, I think it makes sense to want to have insurance for Palmer and or Coleman. Either one of those guys could go bust. I think Coleman, because of his lack of maturity that led to him being benched numerous times last year, Palmer because of his health. So if I have to make a decision to get into the Brandon Cooks business again, and I got to do it before I know whether Palmer is going to be healthy, before I know whether Coleman's going to show up on time for everything once training camp gets here, I think I would want to do it. I think I would bring him in. The guy wants to come here. I want to take that as a sign that there'd be some cooperation on a contract and that you wouldn't end up in a spot, because what you don't want to do is bring him in here and end up on the hook for some money if Palmer is healthy. You know, I think a healthy Palmer, if I have faith in him, I think, you know, if he can get through the summer, then I'm going to, okay, I think I want to be all right here. But the signs were troubling all year, really, with Palmer, starting last summer and right through the season. So if that starts up again, I think I'd like to have Cooks already here. Same thing for Coleman. And if Cooks wants to be in a camp by, you know, the open of camps, and if he has options, which maybe not. I don't know. A player at his age, I think it's a worthwhile bet to bring him in. Again, minimal commitment, minimal guarantee, because there might not be a spot for him if everything goes right. But I think it's a reliable insurance policy to have to bring him back. So I would do it. I would do it ahead of time. just so I know I've got a little more competition. I think he could provide something in a veteran that is a pretty versatile player that I think, you know, despite the way it ended, you know, him not hanging onto that ball all the way through the catch, at least in the way I saw it, and I guess the way the NFL saw it, I think it's worth a try. Because I still am not sure. I like the DJ Moore bet. Once you get past the cost to acquire the player, I like the player a lot. And you can get hung up on, I mean, the cost was the cost. It will always be there. But once you're past it, he's on your team. I'm going to choose not to. The draft has gone by. I'm going to choose not to get too hung up on it. I do think they overpaid. It still really never made sense to me. I think really Bean was so eager to get something on the board because of really the spectacle he made of himself the season before, talking about his receivers and bragging about Josh Palmer and calling our guys out for strongly advocating for more at receiver. It kind of blew up in his face, and I think he wanted to make sure he could get DJ Moore done and was not in a position to play the game of poker all the way to the end, you know, because if you do that, there's a chance you might lose out. And he wanted to make sure he got something done, and he did. I don't like the cost, but I do like the player. I think the player makes a lot of sense, and I don't think that the Bills – I think Everybody Eats was something that they got to out of necessity. I do not think they were better off without a number one receiver. Does anybody dispute that anymore? Can we, like, end that nonsense? Oh, it's better this way. Allen doesn't feel like he's got to feed some diva. Guess what? Divas get open. They're divas because they're great. So, and I'd say that Moore's a diva. But, you know, Diggs had plenty of that. I just never really bought for a second that they didn't want. I mean, I think they were done with Diggs and tired of Diggs. And then they were just in the spot they were in. They tried Coleman. It didn't work. They tried Palmer. It didn't work. And so they went bigger, and they went and got more, and we'll see if it works. I don't think that because the other ideas haven't worked and because Diggs wore out his welcome, that the Bills are living in some world where they think they're better off not having the most talented pass catcher they can have. I think that just never made sense to me. The idea that you were going to live this way, like, oh, no, they're all equal. That's not how it works. There's going to be guys that are better than other guys. And, you know, unless you just have a pool of guys that are really just a bunch of Jags, they're just a bunch of guys. That's what they've had. I think Palmer is squarely in that group. Coleman so far is absolutely in that group. He might not even be in that group. He's not even just a guy yet. Maybe Coleman. Palmer, I think, is. Moore is a cut above that. And I think I'm thinking about a guy that called us, I think yesterday, the day before, that was saying, like, oh, you know, I don't know. It's going to put pressure on Allen. I don't know that he wants to feed a number one receiver. Man, I think if DJ Moore gets open on the regular, Allen will have no problem focusing his attention on the guy who gets open. I mean, it seems like entry-level easy stuff to me to figure out. And any notion, like, forget about Everybody Eats. It was out of necessity. And it's not necessary. It shouldn't be necessary anymore with a player the caliber of DJ Moore on the team. I don't think I'm going too hard here and overstating how good he is. I think he's a good idea as this team's number one receiver. And I don't think, you know, 1,000 yards is out of the question at all. Especially if they are going to end up throwing it more, and we'll see if they end up deciding to throw it more. But I would throw it more to Moore. Get it? I would sign Brandon Cooks, like, today, frankly. I think it's a good insurance policy to have. Again, assuming the money isn't, like, some sort of ridiculous stuff, because I don't think where he's at in his career it should be. So if I'm reading that correctly, I think it's an opportunity to go get something done. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is away this week. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.